You're listening to On the Gonian, a news podcast from the Oswegonian. I'm your host, William Rogers. The Oswego State Biology and Chemistry Departments have donated their supplies of masks and gloves to the Oswego Hospital. The donation included a combined total of over 16,000 gloves from the Department of Biological Services, the Rice Creek Field Station, the Chemistry Department, as well as the Molecular Biology and Biochemistry Center. Following the suggestion from the college for students to remain home after break, Oswego's campus has remained almost completely empty, with less than 500 students still living on campus. However, Oswego's own university police are still patrolling and responding to calls, keeping the remaining population of the campus safe. Due to the new social distancing protocol, university police officers are now permitted to take reports over the phone. Students and visitors are not allowed to enter the university police office, but can be let in if absolutely necessary. Following restrictions placed on businesses regarding COVID-19, many small businesses have turned to various online services to stay open during the pandemic. Strong Hearts Cafe, a vegan restaurant in Syracuse, has switched to online ordering for the first time in order to stay open. Kathy's Cookie Kitchen, also located in Syracuse, is looking to offer service through Grubhub. In Oswego, Rivers End Bookstore has also switched to online ordering and now offers home delivery. Small businesses such as these have had to adapt to the conditions, but continue to look forward to the future. Due to concerns over the spreading of the virus, all academic buildings are closed, including the Moreno Campus Center and the athletic fields. Cooper Dining Hall remains the only dining hall open, providing carryout service only. Students are allowed to move about the campus, but not in groups, and must remain 6 feet apart from each other. Mary Walker Health Center is open, but will continue to operate through an appointment-only policy until further notice. Penfield Library is closed, but will continue to operate through their website. Orientation for both first-year and transfer students will be conducted online. Study abroad programs for all SUNY schools have also been canceled. Decisions regarding the fall semester will be made at a later date, but in the event that students return to campus, Oswego will have to adhere to CDC and New York State guidelines to ensure students' safety. Thanks for listening, and have a wonderful summer break.